त्याच्या स्वभावाचे जे क्रियाकलाप वृद्ध होत त्यांना ते त्यांना धार्मध्ये आप व्याप्ती जोडदाचे ते तुम व्याप्तीमध्ये परिपूर्ण होते पक्षाचे भरपूर येतात हे ज्यांना अनुकूल येतात आणि अनुकूल आहे ना हे बोलवा तात्पर्य की ते प्रातकूल रवी भक्ती होवाचे
অতিব্যাপ্তি কি করে তোমার থাকবে ঠিক কথা আর ওর ওষুধে অতিব্যাপ্তি কি করে থাকবে
मैंने नहीं खाया
मैंने खाया व्याप्ति माने जो देखा जा रहा है व्याप्त है सब कुछ जो बोला में सब की व्याप्त है कि नहीं लड़किया में मार लेंगे कान बेच रहे इसलिए इन्हें अब व्याप्त है अतः तुम्हें भक्ति नहीं ऐसा नहीं कहो और असल में भक्ति ऐसा मत कहो अरण मारा
तो फर्स्ट रूल अति व्याप्ति दोष व्हेन द डेफिनेशन इज ओवर स्टेटेड टू इंक्लूड दैट व्हिच इज नॉट भक्ति. As the example is Sanur and Mustik. When Krishna and Balaram came into the wrestling arena of Kamsa, then Sanur, Mustik, Shalsosha, and the wrestlers, they came there. And they're ready to fight with Krishna and challenging him and inspiring his mood, very alert, in a mood. And then, wrestling with Krishna and striking Krishna, Krishna gets so much happiness from this fighting. So this is pleasing to Krishna. It's pleasing to Krishna. But is it bhakti? It's not bhakti at all. Why? Because they have pratikul bhav, mood against Krishna. They're not concerned with his happiness. They want to kill him. They're not concerned with his mangal, that means auspiciousness, his welfare, that he should be benefited and happy in his life. So even though the activity of fighting is pleasing to Krishna and giving his happiness there, they have the pratikul bhav. So anukul, what does it mean? Anukul means Pratikul Bhav Ramita. When the Pratikul Bhav is absent, then it is called Anukulyena. So, if one will say that Anukulyena Krishna Anushilana means an endeavor which is pleasing to Krishna, then the definition will be extended to include Krishna and Mundik, who have no bhakti at all. And this is the fault of Ati Vyapti Dosh, overextension of definition. Now, come to the other side, the fault of Vyapti Dosh. The example is Yashodaraya. So Maria Soda, she was feeding Krishna her breast milk, and Krishna was very pleased by this. But when she saw that the milk on the stove was boiling over, what did she do? Krishna wanted to carry on drinking. But Maria Soda, or with one hand, she just put him down, and she left him and went to take care of the milk. So what was Krishna's reaction? Was he pleased by this? No, he was not pleased. His fighting even, he became angry, so frustrated, tears in his eyes. He was so angry that then he took the vessel and he broke the vessel of yogurt. So it seems that this Krishna, this Krishna Anushilana, which is performed by Yashoda Maya, is not pleasing to Krishna. So if we take the word alcohol to mean pleasing to Krishna, then Madhya Yashoda's the activity will not be included within Uttam Bhakti. And this is the fault of Avyakti Dosh, or under extension of the definition. But actually, all of Mother Yashoda's activities, they are completely the Paripurna Bhakti, completely and fully perfect Bhakti. Why? She has no idea of Krishna's Bhagavata, that he is Parabrahma. She is only thinking, what is for Krishna's benefit? What is for his mangal? How he will be the benefited and his life will be auspicious. So she is thinking, if the milk will boil over, then what will happen? But I breast milk, I cannot make sandhya. I cannot make tea, rubbery, and so many preparations. So if I don't give these things to Krishna, will not be happy. So putting Krishna down, she's taking care of the milk. So Madhya Yashoda, she has so much love for Krishna, that sometimes it seems that she has more love for to be a bhaktu. That means the substance is in connection with Krishna. It seems that she has more love for them. Why? Because these things, they give happiness to Krishna, and they make his life auspicious and successful. So, Srila Gurudev gave another example. If Krishna will tear his garb or lose his ornaments, what will Krishna, what will Madhya Yashoda? Anukulyena means devoid of any movement against Krishna. So this endeavor, it may be pleasing to Krishna or it may not be pleasing to Krishna. But anyway, it's for his benefit. So then Gurudev raised the point. If someone is has this food, anupuryena, that means they are devoid of pratikul bhava, will it be bhakti? No, it will still not be bhakti. It will be bhakti when anupuryena krishna
look to shiranam. One point is useful. I give an example of krishna.
Maki.
Yes. So Guru gave another example that in Brahmandaga, when Krishna was a small baby, at that time his friend Baldev, his brother Baldev and so many friends, they told Yashodamaya, Krishna is eating dirt. So then she became very concerned. If your baby is eating dirt, what will happen? Become sick. So she's coming. So have you eaten dirt? She said, oh mother, I have not eaten any dirt. Oh, Baldev and all your friends are saying that you have done so. So, this is, show me your mouth. Then Krishna, he opened his mouth and then he sort of looked inside. Did you see dirt? Oh, not only earth, but all the planets, all the universes, everything, universal form, inside the mouth of Krishna. Yet still, Madhya Yashoda, yeah, no idea of Krishna's Bhagavata. Supreme Lord. Only if he is my child, and what I'll do, if he's pleased or not pleased, this is not equal, he should grow up and to be happy and ambitious in his life. So, Gurudev explained, if this mood is there, that is called Patikul Rahita, the absence of a mood which is antagonistic or against Krishna's welfare, if that mood is there, will it be bhakti? No, it will not be bhakti. So, both elements should be there. That is, anukulyena and also Krishna anushilanam. And when both things are combined, it will be uttam bhakti. As long as there is no anyadilasa sunyam, jana kalabhiravitam.
Deva pratikulya bhav nahi sunani bhakti nahi hai. Ye dekha tha ye sab se nahi padha diya maha anushu. Anushila. नहीं बैठा है इसलिए पशुओं की अनुकूल इसके भी जरूरत और साथ कृष्णा अनुशीला इसकी भी जरूरत दोनों शब्द ऐसे लोग हुए हैं वहाँ जब यदि ऐसा समझ लिया जाए प्रातकुल रवि की होना ही भक्ति है तो एक घड़ा है घड़ा में प्रातकुल भाव तो रहित है वो कृष्ण तात्र भी कोई काम नहीं कर रहा है किसको सेवा क्या कर रहा है प्रवृत्ति कहाँ इसमें अनुशील नहीं है इसलिए इसको करती और लोगों की तो बात क्या हम देखते हैं तो शांत का रखा दे शांत रखा वो लोग शांत यदि कृष्ण को कोई गाली भी देगा तो कुछ कहेंगे
नहीं
वो लोग कुछ नहीं करेगा तो क्या करें क्योंकि मुझे पता है जो बेटी कैसी होनी चाहिए वैसी नहीं है और जो परिपूर्ण मात्रा में है प्रेम वाली चीज में नहीं है इसलिए गुरुओं के विचार को भी अपनी शुद्ध रूप में नहीं मान वो ज्ञानी भक्त और कुछ दूसरे की तरह से जैसे देखा किताब और कृष्ण का यहाँ से यहाँ तक सत्सर भी हो गया रक्त भी निकलने लगा तो किसम किसान को कहो दे रही है और भक्त तो ये होगा ये ठीक है कि गलत है कृष्ण को मारा गोस्वामी कहते हैं हाँ उस समय और कुछ समाज गया मारा नहीं तो नहीं मारा भक्ति का नहीं है
আপনি
ঘাট
સ્વાભાવિક સ્થિતિ નાય અસ્વાભાવિક સ્થિતિ દર્જા મળે તો
પછી પ્રસાદ એ જેને સ્વભાવ સાથ પરિવર્તન કોઈ સમય જે કૃષ્ણ કોઈ જે શિક્ષણ માટે રોકતા તો એ સાથે બોલાવો દેતી અતાહરી ગુરુ વૈષ્ણવ સેવા દ્વારા અન્ય પુષ્પ અભિલાષ હવે તપન અન્ન અભિલાષ
Which means Kartiko Ravita. You point out and Lord is antagonistic to Krishna, then it will not be bhakti. We can see the example of one earthen pot. This pot is there, it has no mood against Krishna. But can we say it's doing any bhakti? No, because it is not doing any anusharana, no endeavor at all, no seva. So this cannot be bhakti. So now, when we are initial devotees, a very good Siddhanta comes out from this. We have explained that there are devotees in Shantara. That means the mood of neutrality. So if someone is in Shantara and someone criticizes Krishna, so gives an insult to Krishna, then what will they do?
Nothing.
Nothing? They will not say anything, they will not complain, they will just remain silent. Those in Shantara. They will not feel hurt by those words. So they have no anusharana. So then Guru gave an example. Those who are jnani bhaktas, they are influenced by Shantara. So the example is Bhishmadev. What was Bhishmadev doing? He was on the battle of Kurukshetra. He was taking his bow and arrow and firing arrows at Krishna, cutting Krishna's body. Blood was coming.
So,
Krishna has started in the body, Satyadananda. It is, it cannot be divided. Aditya is absolute truth. So therefore, if he will fire an arrow, Krishna will not feel any pain, he cannot be cut, he cannot be killed. So, no harm, and he's shooting his arrow at Krishna. So, is he a bhakta, that is he a non-devotee? Because he's doing this to Krishna? No, he's not a non-devotee. Because even though he's using arrows at Krishna, he has no pratikul bhav. He has no mood against Krishna. Only his jnana allows him to think that, oh, Krishna is not hurt by this, so no problem. So Jiva Goswami Pari in commentary, he explained that this day he knew that he was thinking what demon entered into Krishna and he's shooting. Demon entered into this day. Oh, and he's shooting Krishna. So here we see that the anukule is there. That means Satiko Bhagavata. He's devoid of that. But he's not doing any seva for Krishna. So when there's anukulyena and Krishna anushilanam, that means favorable to Krishna, and anushilanam, the cultivation of all endeavors of body, mind, words, and mood, which is anu, nirantajamayi, continuous, and in anugatha, under the guidance of pure devotees. This is called prolaksan of uttam bhakti. That means the intrinsic characteristic of bhakti. Now, Guru said, this being defined, we have to also know what is the extrinsic characteristic of bhakti, or marginal characteristic of bhakti, that is called tathastha lakshan. So the tathastha lakshan of uttam bhakti has been defined in the line, and the abhilashita sunyam, jnana kamadhyana pritam. So, and the abhilashita sunyam, first of all, the general idea means no swartha, no selfishness, not serving Krishna to get anything in return, not doing this anushiranam for one's own happiness, but with any expectation. But here, it is not stated, anyabhila shunya, completely devoid of all other desires. It is said, anyabhila shita shunya. So this topic shita indicates that one should be devoid of all desires except for the service of Krishna, according to one's swabhava, that means in his nature, in a natural position. If one is sitting down, chanting, and everything is peaceful, then in his nature, he has no desire other than to serve Krishna. But if a calamity will come, if a crisis will come, a great danger, someone comes to kill or beat that person, then at that time, his regular nature, his swabhava, becomes transformed. And at that time, he may call out, oh, Krishna, save me. This is asking Krishna for something for himself. Yet, because this mood is not in him, it's not in his swabhava, in ordinary circumstances. Therefore, by the word anyabhila shita, including this subject shita, this has made a concession to include this devotee. difficulty in the definition of Uttam Bhakti. Then Srila Gurudev said, what is Anyabhila? This is desire for love, puja, pratishtha, and selfishness. So it should be devoid of all of these things. Nothing for oneself. But Sita is given there to indicate that these things are not present according to one's swabhava. So then Gurudev gave some examples to illustrate this. First example, Draupadi. Draupadi serves Krishna, but she doesn't want anything in return. Yet we see, when Dhritarashtra came to take away her cloth, at that time she called out, hey Govinda, Rakhoshana, Haptayuna, Hari, oh Govinda, please save me. So, she's asking for something for herself. Does it mean that her activity is not pure bhakti? No. Because in her swabhava, in an ordinary condition, she'll never ask Krishna for anything. But at this time of crisis or calamity, she's calling. So still, it is included in the definition of Uttam Bhakti. On the other hand, comes to the example of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj is not in any predicament, in any dangerous situation. And he's standing, and chanting his mantra. And what is he thinking? I want a kingdom greater than my grandfather. So his anyabhila, his desire, other than the satisfaction of Krishna, is in his swabhava. And therefore, Dhruva Maharaj cannot be included in the category of Uttama Bhakti. So then, Srila Gurudev came to the topic of Jnana Kanap Janabritam. Guru of the 45 never said Jnana Karma Ji Sunyam, to be devoid of karma and jnana. He said Jnana Karma Ji Anabritam. That your karma and your jnana, the knowledge that you have, and the activities that you perform, they should not cover your bhakti. No one can become free from jnana and karma. Eating is a karma, breathing is a karma, going here and there, these are all karmas. We cannot be free from them. And some duties we'll have to also perform in society. But they should be done in such a way that they do not cover bhakti. So Gurudev explained that you cannot be without jnana. And especially in the beginning, jnana is very good. We shall have to know, have some knowledge of what is bhakti tattva and all of these things. And by tattva jnana, by knowing Siddhanta, then the mind will be steady. Chitta will be steady mind. And with a steady mind, one can become absorbed. So jnana is good. It will not cover bhakti. But in personal jnana, this will cover bhakti. So could I share an example? If someone dies, then their relatives, according to karma, chanda, according to shastra, they will have to do some sadha. They have to do a ceremony for their deceased relatives. They will have to make some oblation. Why? Because being in this world, if anyone will commit sinful activities, knowingly or unknowingly, there will be a reaction and they will have to go to hell or suffer anything. So their descendants, they're doing this sadha, sadha ceremony. And by this, they offer prasad to their deceased relatives and they become free from any suffering condition after their death. So, if someone is right now, attempting Hariam their whole life, is there any necessity to do sadha for them? Can they go to hell? Will they be in a suffering condition? No. They'll be in a better position or otherwise they may go back home, back to Godhead. So no need to do sadha for right now. Yet still, those of right now, they will make no sadha for their deceased relatives. Why? Because when they do this function, when they invite so many sadhus and invite all relatives, and they have this Harinam Sankirtan and Prabhupada, Harikatha, and Mahaprasad is distributed to everyone. So they're doing this, and everyone will get benefit. And they don't have a belief that if I do this sadhana, my bhakti will go up. If someone has a faith, by performing sadhana, my bhakti will be increased. Or someone has a faith that by not doing sadhana, this will be dangerous. This will be detrimental for my devotional service. Then, if they do this karma, it will be abhrita. It will cover bhakti. So when the karmas of this world and duties of this world are performed without having faith in them, that they will either be favorable or unfavorable for bhakti, but they're done in a detached way, and also they can be made favorable for preaching or for bhakti, then that karma, it does not cover bhakti, and this is being permitted.
I'm not going to be able to do this. Devi 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 Devi